Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Hi, Gabrielle. I didn't speak to anybody, actually, and I appreciate you taking my call. Let me just start that way. I have a charge on my account, my bank account. It was one of those, I should have known better. I'm an adult, but it was one of those, you win something, whatever. And then it had nothing that said about modern healthy trends on it. And then I look and there's a charge for $59.89. And I get an email. And that's nothing that I wanted, and it's nothing that I even knew I was happening.
Okay, so, may I have your zip code?
Yeah, 67209. And I have all the information, and I didn't go into it or do anything. So, I mean, I have, like, I don't know, the subscription number, ID, whatever. But I wasn't giving them permission to do that, you know.
What's your first and last name?
My first name is Jacqueline. My last name is Rice.
Can you verify the address for me?
Yeah, it's 417 S. Pueblo Avenue, Apartment 5, Wichita, Kansas, 67209.
Okay, one moment. I see you have access to our meal planning app, which includes meal plans and recipe guides.
I see that that's a charge, but I came through one of those like, oh, you won this. So like I'm saying, I should have known better, but I didn't even know that was going on there or anything. Like they didn't even say anything like, would you like this or whatever, you know, it just did it. And so I'm like, whoa. I mean, even if I like said, oh, I want to try it, then I can understand. But I never even said, like, hey, I want to try this, or hey, I, you know, I don't even know the company. I don't even know any of this about any of this stuff.
You took a survey for a chance to win that free mixer, but that was by signing up for our meal planning app.
Right. The survey, I did the survey, but it didn't tell me that I was signing up for a meal plan and whatever, and I was being charged $59.89. It didn't tell me that's what I was doing. So I should have known better, because when it popped up, I was like, oh, okay, let me do, like, I took the survey, but it didn't say anything about this Bites Hub or whatever, and healthy plan and all this other stuff. I mean, and it never said anything about that until I got an email, and that was this morning at 4 something, 2:22. I got the email, and it said, "Oh, you can. Here's a subscription, and here's your order. It's still $59.89." And I'm like, "What is this?" It said nothing about bike.
I can reduce the monthly fee to $20 a month for you to stay with our meal plan.
I don't want the meal plan. I never even knew that it was a thing. That like it was being charged to me. I never heard, like, there was nothing that said, do you want this meal plan? You know, I mean, basically it was put on my account and it never asked me, are you interested in this meal plan? Is this something you like? I mean, it was a survey for a stupid KitchenAid thing, and it said, take this survey. It didn't say for if you want Bites Hub, or if you want a meal plan, or if you want this thing, or whatever. I never even saw anything about that. And so I don't even know who you are. Really, I just got this number from my bank, because I call my bank. So I was like, I'm calling, you know, because there's a charge on my account, it's pending, and they're like, well, if you try to reach out to them, they're like, if they don't cancel it or reverse it, then they said that I'm going to file a dispute with them because, like I said,
offer you a 75% refund back into your account.
That's not okay. Do you have a manager I can speak with?
And I can even give you a refund back of $55.
No, I never agreed to this at all.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Okay, ma'am, you was fully refunded. Be expecting that full refund. Go back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
$59.89, correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Okay, well, thanks for calling customer support. Enjoy your day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.